أبي لبابة بن عبد المنذر رضي الله عنه قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن يوم الجمعة سيد الأيام وأعظمها عند الله وهو أعظم عند الله من يوم الأضحى ويوم الفطر فيه خمس خلال خلق الله فيه آدم وأهبط الله فيه آدم إلى الأرض وفيه توفى الله آدم وفيه ساعة لا يسأل الله فيها العبد شيئا إلا أعطاه ما لم يسأل حراما وفيه تقوم الساعة ما من ملك مقرب ولا سماء ولا أرض ولا رياح ولا جبال ولا بحر إلا وهن يشفقن من يوم الجمعة. أبو لبابة رضي الله عنه raised the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said, Jumu'ah is the leader of all days. It has a high place in the sight of Allah, and it is greater to Allah than Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. It has five virtues. Number one, Allah created Adam alayhi salam on this day. Number two, Allah placed Adam alayhi salam on earth on this day. Number three, Adam alayhi salam passed away on this day. Number four, there is a certain time on Jumu'ah that Allah will grant anything someone asks for unless it is prohibited. And number five, the day of judgment will take place on this day. And therefore, the angels, the sky, the earth, the air, the mountains and the oceans all fear the day of Jumu'ah. They fear the fact that that particular Jumu'ah may herald the day of Qiyamah. So Allah created Adam alayhi salam on this day, the first virtue. This is how humanity started. Allah placed him on this earth. That is how things got going on planet earth. He passed away on this day. Death is a gift for a believer. There is a certain time. Some scholars say it is between Asr and Maghrib. There are different opinions. But there is a certain time on Friday when du'as are readily accepted by Allah. And Qiyamah will take place on Friday. And Qiyamah is a gift for the believers. But because of the very severe nature of Qiyamah, the angels, the skies, the earth, the air, the mountains and the oceans all fear that, hey, is it not this particular Friday? Fridays should remind us about death. It should remind us about death. Our father Adam alayhi salam passed away on a Friday. Fridays should remind us about Qiyamah. Fridays, in short, should bring us closer to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala.